Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Karen Travis joining us live, where there's never a dull moment. Karen, the president saying on his way to the NATO summit that both Israel and Iran appear to have violated terms of the ceasefire. What do we know so far?
Yeah, he's pretty mad. He said this morning in Truth Social Post, Israel, do not drop those bombs. If you do, it's a major violation. Bring your pilots home now. He told my colleague, Rachel Scott, that these are two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard, they don't know what the expletive they're doing. That was on camera just a few moments ago on the South Lawn of the White House. He is very angry about what seems to be a breakdown of the ceasefire that he announced yesterday between the two countries. This also follows yesterday the retaliatory strike by Iran after the U.S. strike on the nuclear sites over the weekend. Iranians yesterday targeted the largest U.S. military base in the region, Al Udeid in Qatar. They were appeared to be 14 short and medium range missiles, but the U.S. and Qatar intercepted 13 of them, and there were no damages or casualties. The president, in response to that, called it a very weak response, which he said was expected, and said that the Iranians got it out of their system and that hopefully going forward, he said there would be no further hate.
All right. Does it mean that the ceasefire is off, or is this just what can be expected in the hours after something like this is announced?
It's not clear. We have to see now what happens over the next couple of hours. But, hours after this was supposed to take hold, Israel saying Iran violated it. Iran is saying it fired nothing. And now we have to see where this goes from here. But this is obviously very quickly developing, and the president is not happy.
Iran did fire missiles yesterday at a U.S. airbase in Qatar, but the president said, telegraphed beforehand. What exactly happened there?
Sources tell us that a warning came in to U.S. officials via the Qataris, who were given a heads up by Iran and essentially saying that they were going to do this. This is a base that the U.S. shares with Qatar. The Air Force of Qatar is also stationed at this airbase outside Doha. So they were given a heads up by Iran that this strike was going to happen.
Karen, thank you for joining us with the update. Karen Travers live at the White House.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.